At the back of the Alameda County Social Services Building at 2000 San Pablo Avenue in Oakland, seniors wait in line under tents as volunteers hand out boxes of food to them. This is one of several pop-up food distribution sites set up by the County Social Services Agency and the Alameda Community Food Bank to help residents whose CalFresh benefits have lapsed amid the federal government shutdown. Among them is 59-year-old Adriana Jones, a mother and grandmother who relies on SNAP or CalFresh to feed her family.
I got eggs, I got celery, I got corn, I got yams, I got squash, canned products. Pretty much, you know, everything's here that you need to equip for a couple of days' meals.
She says she was grateful for what she could pick up today because her EBT card didn't load the usual amount of $475 this month.
I got 12 kids. Basically, I raised my kids on SNAP. SNAP is a big part of our life. I spend maybe $175 on meat, and then the rest goes into the grocery store. And also, I have grandkids, so I buy snacks for my grandkids.
Adriana's story is one of millions across the country. After Congress failed to pass a spending bill by October 1st, it triggered a federal government shutdown. The Trump administration then paused funding for SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. That left more than 42 million Americans in limbo, including more than 5 million residents in California who depend on CalFresh each month to buy food. But counties are stepping in, coordinating emergency food distributions across the Bay Area. Lorena Bruceno is a disaster preparedness and emergency manager with the Alameda County Social Services Agency. She says the goal is that every household gets the food they need.
As a response to the federal shutdown, the Alameda County Social Services Agency has partnered with the Alameda Community Food Bank to provide food relief, distributing a box of produce, a bag of dried goods, and eggs. And we will continue to remain open until the federal shutdown reopens.
Behind those county sites is the Alameda County Community Food Bank, the main supplier delivering thousands of pounds of food every day to neighborhood pantries and emergency pop-ups. Director of Community Engagement Michael Altfest says the shutdown has their team working harder to keep food moving.
Our food procurement team is doing a phenomenal job getting the food in the door. The worry is that if this starts to collide with, say, Thanksgiving, it's going to put an enormous strain on food banks that we were really never designed to overcome. The other important point here is that the government shutdown is really just the beginning. If the government opens tomorrow, that will be great for the people who are impacted right now. But as a result of the cuts in the federal spending bill that were passed earlier this year, we're going to be looking at maybe 15,000 to 20,000 Alameda County residents who are going to be losing SNAP outright, regardless of whatever happens with the government.
He says the food bank now supplies more than 360 partner agencies across Alameda County, each one seeing longer lines since CalFresh benefits were delayed.
We work with about 365 food pantries across the entire county. Every single one of them that we've talked to is telling us that the lines are longer. We have basically needed to double our food output, and we have had to open up pop-up pantries in order to fill the gaps. Those pop-up pantries, which just opened this week, within a day or so, we're already serving more than 300 households at each location. There's four locations already.
Outreach supervisor Patricia Figueroa hears the human side.
Clients are walking in, you know, stating that they need food, that they don't have money, that they didn't get their benefits. If they come here today, they don't leave empty-handed. We have ready-to-go bags for them.
And they're not just picking up groceries. Many are heading to dining halls across the Bay Area for a hot meal. At St. Anthony's Dining Room in San Francisco, the tables are usually filled with unhoused residents and low-income seniors. But volunteer coordinator Erica Desette says the shutdown is bringing in new faces.
We've seen more people come in. We haven't had to double up on staff or anything like that, but we have increased the amount of food we prepare for each meal to try and supplement for those not getting their benefits right now.
A press statement from St. Anthony's says they're now serving 17% more meals per day, from around 2,000 meals to more than 2,400 meals daily. Back at the food banks, Anthony Martel, who works with a limp from a physical disability, says his SNAP benefits actually arrived, but it came late this time.
They came a day late this month. That's the first time that's ever happened.
For many who got benefits cut or delayed, relief may be coming. On Monday, the Senate passed a bipartisan deal to reopen the government and fully restore SNAP funding. House leaders say they plan to vote on it within days. If that happens, people like Adriana Jones, Marjan Perry, and Anthony Mattel may no longer have to stand in food bank lines just to feed their families. Annetta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.